71 degrees. I know what I haven't done in a long time. Tourists.
Yes, tourists.
I ain't been talking about them, but that don't mean they ain't still there. Just because you don't talk about diarrhea don't mean you don't get it every now and then. Yeah, tourist scum. Our city's lousy with them. Everywhere you look in D.C., especially down here. All y'all that live in Gatesburg, you don't have to deal with them, but I got them. I got them out the tuckers downtown where I live. They're everywhere. There's one thing I discovered. It's like tourists are like bananas. They're born green. They live yellow. And they die rotten. And so, you'll remember that time last summer when I took my revenge. I went downtown to the mall where there are tourists everywhere, and I set up this stand that said free camera tune-up. Don't ruin your pictures, your once-in-a-lifetime shots of D.C. Stop in. Get your free camera tune-up. So needless to say, the tourists, anything free, they lined up. There was a line just miles long. People hand me their Nikons. And I duck behind a curtain, open up the camera, and plant a charge of C4 explosive that would detonate when the shutter switch was clicked. All it took was just a little bit, but it didn't take much because they were holding the camera right at their heads. Their stinking Vitalis tourist-covered polyester-wearing heads. I worked as fast as I could, knowing when the action started, it would be incredible. I must have gotten 50 cameras done before the first yucca puck took a picture. I'll never forget the sight. He was standing over by the reflecting pool. There was his family, standing where so many hundreds of tourists have stood before. They all had their arms around each other, big stupid grins on their faces, as he hefted that Nikon to his face and hit the switch! It took his head clean off!
Other tourists said, my God, look at that! They started taking pictures! It was awesome! As cameras started detonating all around me. You see, what had happened is one of them would blow up, and then another one would see the one blow up, lift the camera to take a picture of it, and then they'd blow up. It was awesome. Heads were flying, bone and sinew, left and right, as I stood there.
What is it?
All right, the whole thing. It was awesome. People were shocked and stunned as they ran. My God. Nobody could figure it out. All they knew were that people were detonating before their eyes. And then they'd lift their own cameras in. It was a bucket of blood. But there was an astute park policeman who realized that I had an unauthorized stand. Checking back there, he found the C4 explosive. He grabbed me, spun me around, slapped the cuffs on me. It was awesome. It was awesome. He said, you're going to do murder. You're going to do murder. You got at least 45, 50 counts of murder here. Not to mention the trauma to these people's families having standing there watching Daddy's head come clean off as they're taking it. I mean, my God, you will burn. You hear me? You're going to burn. And he went to pull me away. To throw me in his squad car. I realized he was the only one that knew. So I said, officer, please, please. He said, what is it? I said, would you do me a favor, please? Do me a favor before you take me away, before you lock me up. He said, yeah, what is it? I said, would you take my picture, please?
Ghostbuster Dan Aykroyd here with an important message for all. Got termites? Call an ex...